gotta win it. Gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
We don't really have 20% of our own uranium. We only have about 5%. And of that 5%, that's used to generate about 20% of our electricity. So we're dependent on a company that's now controlled by Russian interests. And we should ask your guest, does he really think that today that if Bill Clinton went to Moscow, he would get $500,000 today? Or does he think that the Clinton Foundation would receive a donation of $145 million today from Russian interests? To believe that's absurd. The only reason they got that type of money because they had something to offer, and that was to greenlight, as you said, the authority of Russian interests to gain control of uranium, and they thought that at least it was in their strategic interest.
Well,
all part of a reset effort by the Obama administration.
From Victor David Hansen, a fellow writer, a brilliant person, a fellow writer for Jewish World Review. But this guy is really a wonk, who I've communicated with a few times via email. But dead on, nobody's talking about that. Think about it. The timing is such that Bill wasn't getting $500,000 for speeches anywhere. He was getting maybe $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 at the most. All of a sudden, he gets a speech for $500,000. Where? In Moscow. And Hillary and Bill get $145 million or more contributed by officers of this Uranium One company under the guidance of Vladimir Putin, and happens within the recent, none of this happened before, but with this is back in 2009, and because of it, now it's coming out that the timing of this couldn't have been for any other reason other than the Soviet Union bribing the then senator and then Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, to sign off on the deal as Secretary of State, as did Eric Holder. Now, this was under investigation, but you didn't hear much about that investigation, did you? There's a whole bunch of investigations on Hillary involving espionage. But here is a pretty clear case of buying and selling something that could be used to annihilate millions upon millions of America, if not America itself. 20% of our uranium going to Vladimir Putin? How clear can we get to being treason? Well, now you've got the two Republican House committees, about time, instead of wondering about this, the red herring investigation being done by Mueller. You've got the two House committees are going to tear into it, and Senate hearings will come soon, and Grassley's committee will interview the special FBI agent who was just released from a DOJ gag order put on by Holder and then Lynch, and held to that until just a couple of days ago. This is 2009. 8 years ago when this happened. You've got racketeering. You've got money laundering. And you've got who investigating this? Back in 2009? Comey. Then the assistant head of the FBI. Again, Mueller. The head of the FBI. McCabe. Now the second in command in the FBI. Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller special prosecutor to find out Trump collusion with Russia. And how much have they found? Absolutely nothing. Here, you've got an open and shut case, and you've got the same people who are investigating, including Holder and Lynch and the others I mentioned before, are involved in the original investigation. What the hell is going on here? And then you got to wonder, did Obama not get briefed on this in his daily briefings? How did he not know? Either he was incompetent or people were keeping stuff from him, because you would think the president of the United States would be knowledgeable if someone was trying to sell stuff you can make into nuclear weapons to the Russians. Wouldn't you? You know, our entire justice system needs an overhaul. And I'm not sure who's running the show here. Our intel services or the president, the executive branch? And the intel services are supposed to be a part of the executive branch. And yet there seems to be a political revolt amongst them and a conspiracy to get rid of Donald J. Trump. And that's why I say to you, this Russian dossier, which we're going to talk about next, the Russian dossier thing, was brought in because this was absolutely a frantic effort on the Democrats' part to cover up what they did back in 2009 to get rid of Donald Trump quick enough to where he couldn't go into this. They never expected Donald Trump to win. They never expected it. And when he did, they had to be saying, holy cow. Once he gets that Justice Department, he's going to find out the treason that we committed. Or am I wrong? Hi there, welcome. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm Dave Weinbaum. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Good to see you.
Good. I'm a little worked up.
That's good. That's good.
But there's so much stuff. You know, everybody said, well, after the election, Weinbaum, what are you going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting to the point to where there's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And by the way, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800
or... Star KTTR.
All right, so next, and by the way, we got the rabbi coming up in about 10 minutes. I think I ought to take a break here because I'm going to get so involved in this, and I might mess up and be late with the break. By the way, later on in the show, we have Hillary's reaction to all this, and you cannot believe what happens, and this is breaking news, so you want to pay attention. It's just off of break three, so those of you in Branson, you know, I want you to count the breaks. One finger is one break, two fingers is two breaks, and then three fingers. And after that, you're going to hear something dramatic. All right? So I'm going to take a break right now. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Big day?
Yeah, I have a lot on my plate.
I can see that. McGriddles, hash browns, and a coffee?
Well, I do have a big to-do list.
Well, I have a big to-do list, too. Crispy hash browns, fluffy eggs.
That's your to-do list?
Part of it. I also have crispy bacon, flaky biscuits, freshly brewed...
There's a McDonald's for every morning. Enjoy a breakfast combo for just $1.50. And choose a sausage biscuit with hash browns or a sausage McMuffin with hash browns. Limited time at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in Southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778.
Right now, get a 2017 Chevy Impala LTZ MSRP at $32,080. With savings of 20%, you save over $6,416, making your price $25,664. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Z71 MSRP of $48,075. With a bonus tag, you save over $8,434, making your price $40,136. Now is the time to save big. Going on now at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla and online at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads. At Gar Truck and Equipment, they understand that keeping your truck rolling down the road is how you make your money. And if parts stores are closed after 5, well, there's no way to repair and be ready for the morning. That is why they are there for you and open until midnight Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturdays. As an authorized Cummins and International dealer, they can fix any make, any model, anytime. Check them out at GarTruck.com. Gar Truck and Equipment.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online? Looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary? Getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Owner Gary Builder of Lucas Wine and Spirits on what happens when you combine service, selection, and price.
Well, we've always been considered by our customers as a destination. We draw from as far away as Nashville, Oklahoma, and surrounding states.
You'll want to show your friends.
People bring their relatives in not to show off a big liquor store, but to show off a store that they're proud of. See our new store at 15678 Manchester.
Or online at LucasLiquorSTL.com.
The construction is over and our new location is finally done. It's time to celebrate and have some fun. You're invited to attend the Flooring Nook's grand opening on October 13th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be having food, giveaways, raffles, and spooktacular savings. 10% of our profits will be donated to SAVE to assist in building Rolla's new animal shelter. So mark your calendars for October 13th and come celebrate with the Flooring Nook at 2077 Old St. James Road. We look forward to seeing you there.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook.
Do you think it's fair to put Ronald Reagan in the same category as Bill Clinton?
No, because Reagan wasn't selling anything. He was out of office. This whole donation to the Clinton Foundation was predicated on the assumption that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and would likely be President of the United States. And you can ask your guest if he thinks this year or next year or the year after the Clinton Foundation is going to get $145 million from Russian interests. And he knows the answer is no, because they had something to sell. And that's what they sold. And they don't have anything to sell. So by their own calculation, they have no market value anymore. And the market is adjusted. There is a market, but it's not there is a free market, but what he fails to point out, it's not a crony capitalism market that Clinton indulges. Now they're in the free market, and they have no profit. There's no motive to deal with them, so they're not going to make any money.
Again, making his point that this is a quid pro quo, and it's probably provable. I mean, it's like, okay, they weren't getting this money before. They get the money, and in a relatively short period of time, Hillary signs off on this deal, got the $145 million and Bill's $500,000. And so does Eric Holder, and Obama's got to know about it. You know, this is treasonous because it could harm the United States of America because they can make nuclear weapons out of this uranium. You know, I mean, it's not even close, I don't think. Do you think this is even a close call, Lee?
No, not at all.
So you're going to have all sorts of investigations going on. The Democrats are always already in denial. They're already trying to scapegoat. Hillary's out there saying, oh, my God, the Republican Party's falling apart. I think this is what's going on, and I thought of this morning. You know, I've been last week. I had all sorts of stuff on Steve Bannon, and he is the most hated person, I believe, almost as much hated as Donald Trump. And nobody knew much about him, including me. Although I will tell you something, he made for a guy who's anti-Semitic, he made a couple of Jews billionaires. And who am I talking about? Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld and the Reiners. Three Jews. Because he convinced Carl Reiner to put Jerry Seinfeld show on rerun. And Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld have made about $1 billion each on this deal. The show was dead in the water. So, and both these Jews probably hate Steve Bannon. But I'll tell you what, if what we saw, a couple days ago with Flake and Corker taking themselves out of the race, knowing full well that Bannon was going to go after him, I think what's happening is you're now seeing a Republican Party being not exploded, but reformed. You're seeing no longer guys who run on something and don't vote for it getting the hell out now. Why? Because the president and guys like Bannon are calling him on it. And they're saying, you want to keep this up, you want to keep lying to your constituents, we're going to find a way to cut your funding. And we're going to find a way to primary you. And you know who else is real worried right now? If you saw the news conference with Mitch McConnell and the president last week, Mitch McConnell seemed like a little puppy dog on a leash because he knows his time's coming if he don't deliver. And that's where you got to give Paul Ryan credit. He's delivered now. Yesterday he delivered on the first step to having a massive tax reform bill, maybe the most massive one in our history. And then the other thing, which I'm going to try to talk to the rabbi about, I don't know how many preachers I need to talk to during this hour, during his couple of minutes of interview time, but we're going to have, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, whatever. Okay, anyways, we're going to have a lot of people out there that are going to change because of the threat of being primaried, that are going to be held to their promises. Now, you can't do it to McCain because he just got elected, and that's after promising to vote for health care repeal and replace, which he was the vote that was against it. You know, it's just, if he was close to his election time, maybe maybe he'd be walking too, or I should say slithering out of the swamp. And that's what these guys are doing. This is part of draining the swamp. It's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans. And so what they're doing is instead of a third party, they're reforming the Republican Party by getting rid of these snakes, these turncoats. What do you think, Lee?
I think they should be drummed out of office. They're not going to win election anyway.
Well, and then they come back and they kvetch about the president, say what a rotten jerk he is, and blah blah blah. You know, why do you do that? I mean, you know, if you're such a brave guy, face up and fight it. Face up and run for election. All right, these guys in my mind are sniveling cowards. Jeff Flake, and you know what, John McCain. Now, I don't know what the hell he did in the Army. I know he was a hero and all that. But his moves as a senator have been cowardice, have been going to the enemy and giving them comfort, including when he ran for president. He couldn't wait to take out Sarah Palin, his own pick as governor, as vice president, who had a great record, the best record of anybody, most support almost in history of any state governor in Alaska. And as soon as she got a little unpopular because of the Democrats loading up on her, he abandoned her, shut her down. I think she could have dragged him across the victory line. Think, Lee?
I would have hoped so. I liked her a lot. But
yeah, absolutely.
You know, all these people, you know, again, I just turn them off. I know the Flake and the Coker and McCain, you know, those guys, they make me sick.
Well, you know, Trump's not he's not a typical Republican, thank goodness.
No, but he says, you know, he says what's on his mind. Isn't that refreshing?
And it's refreshing, and most of the stuff he says, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, if you approve of 80% of what I do, that's good enough, you know? Mm-hmm. And Trump has done all you need to say is one word for him to prove his conservative creds. Gorsuch.
Yeah.
There's a Gorsuch. Gorsuch, yeah. Correct me on that. I mean, stuff that's going to come to that, that's a lot of power. And if he gets to assign another one or two, he could affect the Supreme Court for 40, 50 years. And my goodness, do we need that, in my opinion. All right. We're going to, let's see, we got the rabbi coming in a couple. I'll wait.
Yeah, you can
wait. I'll wait for the rabbi. The Russian dossier. This is incredible. This is the basis for applying to a visa court. It's a complete proven fraud. And this got the visa court to appoint the special prosecutor as pushed by Rod Rosenstein. Mueller. To being the special prosecutor. And they have yet to come up with one scintilla of evidence that there was any collusion between the Russian campaign and the Trump campaign, or the Russian campaign to destroy Hillary, allegedly. And they found out that about $6 million came out of the Hillary campaign, and nobody seems to know how that happens. Hillary don't know. I mean, well, she hasn't really made a statement about it. But her campaign manager, well, he doesn't know. But they're all admitted it came out. And then $3 million from the DNC. That's Wasserman Schultz and Podesta. Well, we don't know what happened. You know, and the guys now, nobody knows how $3 million got paid to this company to do, and I think it's called Fusion, to do this this complete setup deal. This is a hit formed upon a candidate to influence the election with Russian collusion right here. This is exactly what they're looking for. It's there. And are they looking over there? Well, we'll soon find out. I think, and I could be wrong, I think Mueller has to recuse himself. By the way, you want to call the show, call me in about 10 minutes. 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
So there's fingers being pointed by everyone, and the worst of it is the FBI. You know, we don't know if these guys have aligned themselves with the political party, which would be the Democrats, or not. And the other intel guys, you know, the dopes, Brennan and whatever the other guy's name is, I forget. But these were, you know, heads of the Department of... Director of National Intelligence and the CIA,
Clapper, that's his name, Clapper. And these guys are mumbling the same crap about stuff that the Dems are doing. They're all reading from the same playbook. So I believe our intel services have been compromised to a great extent. How about you? All right. I think we're going to have the rabbi coming up right now. Shalom, Rabbi.
Shalom.
How are you?
How are you?
Okay, this has to be him. Speak loud. I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm outdoors. I'm actually looking at the Western Wall and the Mount of Olives as I speak to you, so I hope you can hear me.
Wow, and so you're on tour, right?
I am. I am with a group of 24 Christians from Naples, Florida.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
You know, oh, yeah?
Well, I shouldn't say we're having a blast.
What, are you serving them beer?
No.
Yeah, well, great. Are they going to participate in the call here?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope to get some of the trip coordinator on. Maybe we'll get the pastor to say a couple words, get some questions.
Super.
It's all first time.
All right. Well, that's great. I am very open to this. I love the fact that you give tours to Christians and Jews alike, and probably anyone who's willing to pay the bill, right?
Well, that's part of it, but it's more about connecting people to the state of Israel. And, you know, 2,000 years of Jewish history, and we haven't had a really good relationship with the Christian world, and it's a very important thing, you know, this new relationship that we're building.
So, well, and it is something, and I've seen it, and I mean, my audience is 99.9% Christian, and I'm so grateful to them for, you know, listening to this Jewish guy from Chicago. Yeah. It's incredible. You know, with the insults I get from Lee, it's just it's almost too much to overcome, you know?
Too much to bear.
It's too much to bear. Hey, Trump temporarily kills the Iran deal, and he sends it to Congress. But the House voted yesterday for new sanctions against Iran, 423-2. Your thoughts? Mm. Isn't that dramatic?
I want to know who the two were.
Exactly. I think one of them was Maxine Waters, and probably the other one was this gal that wears the funny hats that claims Trump was rude to somebody when he called to give his condolences for a fallen soldier. You know.
Well, listen, it's pretty dramatic, and it's sort of like with the Iran deal. We took a hiatus from being normal, from it being intelligent, and now we're getting back to where it should have been. And the crippling sanctions should have continued until they were literally forced to their knees and giving up a nuclear program as opposed to this deal, which allowed them to have the path to the bomb. It might have delayed it, but it was a path to the bomb.
And, you know, and looking at the Korean situation, what don't they understand about that? I mean, how did they get the bomb? This is the Bill Clinton deal. You know, oh, yeah, we're never going to get the bomb. Oh, yeah, I'm not. Okay, Monica, leave me alone. All right, they're never going to get that bomb. So, you know, there it is.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like I've said on air before, it's like they just keep waiting. Here, this way. They just keep waiting to till it's too late. I mean, that's the bottom line. Just going to keep waiting.
And
the buck.
And all of a sudden, this is kind of unrelated, but all of a sudden, the U.S. airline security system is going to consist of interviews, psychological interviews. Where could they have gotten that from?
Right. Well, I think from Israel.
Exactly. And this is what you go through in Israel. They don't check. If they suspect something, I'm sure they'll check your luggage. But generally, you got people going around with clipboards just talking to you, just, you know, very friendly talking, asking questions. And I guess they're looking for stuff that's, you know, can implicate you.
Exactly. So, Dave, here I am. I'm surrounded by 24 Christians.
Are you okay? Do you need help?
Here in the Holy Land.
All right.
I want next to me is one of the trip coordinators, a woman named Marilyn Ling.
Yes.
And from Naples, Florida. And why don't you say hello to her? Maybe your listeners would be interested.
Oh, great. Hey, Marilyn, can you hear me?
Okay. Here she is.
Hi, is this Marilyn?
Shalom, Dave.
Shalom. Please speak loud. You're talking all the way from Israel.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just speak as loud as you can without screaming.
Okay.
All right? How are you enjoying Israel?
We absolutely love it. You know, this is our fourth time for being here, and we thought this is the time we need to bring people who have not been here before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have brought 22 people with us that have never been, and Moshe is our tour guide, and he's amazing. So he's brought us here tonight to the Western Wall for Shabbat, because we've done that before, and I keep telling everybody how amazing it is. You know, just the sights and sounds of this night is just, you can't duplicate it. So they get to experience that tonight.
Well, you don't have to sell Moshe to me, because I've taken the tour with my Christian girlfriend. And the thing about Moshe is he's an expert on the history of Israel, yes, both Christians, yes, and Jews, and Muslims. So how is the rest of your group enjoying it?
I think all the comments I'm getting is that this is life changing, is really what they're saying.
Yeah. You can read about it all you want to, but, you know, if you're not there, you're not really experiencing what Israel is all about. It is the Holy Land. When you realize you're walking in the steps of Moses, well, not Moses, because he never got in, but David and Jesus and, watching where Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River and these other aspects where he was buried, it's just incredible just to stand there and watch this.
It is amazing. Because it really makes your Bible come to life.
Yes.
You know, we've been hearing this story, we've been reading it, and some of us for years. But it's really, once you sit here and you see where everything has happened, and, you know, what was really important to us for this trip is not only for our folks to get to see the sites where Jesus was and all the, the prophets and all of that, but to get to meet the people of Israel. Because I always tell them that, you have the land, you have the people, and Israel, you can't separate the two. And wherever they live in the world, really. So
thank you so much for that.
To do that.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.
So
this is,
I know,
is it Pastor Ling?
Pastor Rob. Yes.
Pastor Rob.
Associate pastor, yes.
Okay. Listen.
Pastor Rob Smith.
Thank you so much. And keep enjoying the rabbi. And, he is, as guys would pull me over and say, other tour guides when we were on tour, and they'd say, you got the best tour guide in Israel.
We found that out a few years ago when we had him on our bus with three buses. Everyone wanted to be on our bus.
Well, you ought to test you ought to test his sense of humor, because he was voted the funniest rabbi in the New York metropolitan area before he made aliyah to Israel.
Yes, I know. I heard that. Yes, he brings that to his tours too.
Well, that's terrific. All right, is there anyone else who wants to speak to me from there, or can I have the rabbi back?
I'm going to put you on with Pastor Rob.
Pastor Rod or Ross?
Pastor Rob Smith.
Rob. Okay, we'll call him Pastor Rob. Rob.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Ling, I think it was. Pastor Rob? Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir? Shalom.
Shalom to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So are you enjoying the tour with Rabbi Moshe?
Oh, he's amazing. Incredible. It's the first time that I've ever come.
Yeah.
So having him has actually made the experience even better than I would have thought.
And you know what? He knows what's going on, not just historically in Israel. He's up on current events of what's happening today with Israel. I think he's... Don't mention this to him, but I think he's connected to the government somehow. I think they tell him things that are going on that we don't normally find out. Don't say anything to him, though, because, he could get into trouble. So.
Right.
Do you know he got me an interview once with the ambassador from Israel to the United States, Ron Dermer? That was really cool. A half hour interview. That was very interesting. That was above my pay level right there. So tell me, where you're a pastor in where?
In Naples, Florida.
Are you from there originally?
No, originally from Wisconsin.
Where in Wisconsin?
Where you are. Milwaukee area.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm from Chicago. You know.
Okay, so you're used to the frigid cold.
Yeah, oh, yeah. as you are up in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I've gotten spoiled being in Florida. I've been there for 13 years now. So when it gets to 70,
yeah,
that's cold to us.
That's cold, all right.
That's our winter.
That's where you cuddle up by the fire, right?
Exactly.
So are you a golfer?
No, I'm not, which is unusual. I'm probably the only male non-golfer in Florida.
Well, you don't have to be. I didn't ask you if you were a bad golfer. I mean, I'm a bad golfer. Lee sitting here is a bad golfer,
no,
but we still enjoy
not
doing
a
it.
Golfer. People have tried to get me to golf.
Oh, you don't even want to do it.
I tried it. I tried it once, and I got frustrated.
Yeah, I can understand
the windmill.
That. I can understand that. You got to put up with a lot of, you have to be somewhat of a masochist to play golf, I think, because there's a lot of punishment involved, and there's a lot of self-hate going on for stupid things that you do on the golf course, you know.
But exactly.
But I exist for that, so I don't know. So tell me what else. What's your favorite thing about Israel?
Well, it's only our third day, so there's a lot I haven't seen yet. But really enjoyed being able to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, which it's interesting because you have perceptions when you read and teach in the Bible about what things are like. I was expecting this to be like almost Central Park, New York. And when I got there and it was rather small, it just kind of threw me. I wasn't expecting that.
Now tell the biblical, what makes this a famous biblical area?
Well, the reason why that's so crucial is after Jesus had the Last Supper, it was really the last spot that he went to before he was arrested and then ultimately crucified. It's at that spot, and this is the way that I teach it, Gethsemane actually means oil press. So you press oils to make olive oil, and I was teaching this yesterday, that there's different grades of olive oil, but the best would be the extra virgin olive oil because it's from the first press of the grape. So when Jesus gets to the garden, he's actually praying and communicating with the Father that, listen, I know what I need to do. I know what's about to come, but I'd rather not do this if I don't have to. Nevertheless, he said, not my will, but yours. So he submits to the will of the Father, but he's in such agony, the Bible says that he sweats drops of blood, which is a medical condition under extreme stress and anxiety. What I was teaching is just like the first press of an oil is the best or the purest, it's in that garden that Jesus sweats his first drops of blood, which would be the purest drops, which then leads us to the salvation of the cross that we end up getting. So in the garden, it's his choice. He makes that choice, and as a result of his choice, he sweats drops of blood. As a result of the crucifixion, which is brought upon him, then there are other obvious spillings of blood that take place.
And other than that, I mean, and that is really significant. I could understand that should be hallowed ground there for Christians.
Absolutely.
And there's so many other places. The Garden Tomb. Have you visited the tombs yet? Alleged ones.
We did that yesterday as well. So
what did you? Now I was in the Garden Tomb too. Man, that was just it put goosebumps on you all over.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
I mean, since the fact that his body lay there, and obviously from a Christian perspective, the grand thing for us is that the tomb is empty.
Yeah.
Which again, you know, we look at, you know, you look at any other religion that's out there, Muhammad, Buddha, you could have people that said great things and did great things, but they're still in the grave.
Yeah.
So with Christianity, Christ is risen, so we look at that as an opportunity for us.
And who wouldn't pay to have witnessed what happened when Christ disappeared from the tomb. I can't believe I'm saying this on air. This is what's going on, Lee? You're having a theology, religious conversation.
I don't even know what kind of show this is. So.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It is what comes out of my little brain, you know. And I'm interested in religion. I'm interested in history. And you're in the belly of what is history and religion right there. In Israel. So, yeah. All right. Well, listen, I got to go. I mean, I got a kind of a short show, but let's do this some other time and put the rabbi back on if you don't mind.
All right. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. This was great. You know what? I could use up the whole show, but I got to do commercials and breaks. I got an interview to do. But this was amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Good.
All right, Rabbi.
All the listeners, have a wonderful day, Dave.
Shabbat Shalom. And Lee, got something to say to the Rabbi?
Tell him, Rabbi, if he's having fun down there, don't use the word blast.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just...
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Good. Be safe.
All right.
All right. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. All right. We're going to be right back. Oh, man, that was something, wasn't it?
That was a good interview. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
The Acar Real Estate sign in the yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Acar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Dalek Acar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Acar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Acar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated. Gilcrest Pharmacy and Optical has a large selection of unique home health aids and equipment to make life just a little more comfortable for you and your loved ones. They make it easy for you by helping you select these items from their showroom and also through a catalog. At Hillcrest, you can find hospital beds, commodes, ostomy supplies, catheters, diabetic supplies, blood pressure monitors, wheelchairs, walkers, crutches, canes, and so much more. Let Hillcrest bill Medicare and Medicaid for you. That's Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical, 1100 South Bishop, Highway 63 in Rolla. Their service shows they care.
When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
Hi, this is Sarah Weinbaum, massage therapist at Lavish Day Spa, formerly known as Terra Day Spa. Come visit me at our all-new location on North Bishop next to Steak and Shake. Come take your stress and worries away with our full-service salon and day spa, featuring discounts on Dermalogica and other skincare items offered with a purchase of a facial. New location, same number, 364-09. Come sail away at Lavish Day Spa in Rolla.
Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville, and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville, next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs, 364-1919.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
The widow of Staff Sergeant Mark D'Alencar, who was killed in a firefight in Afghanistan this past April, is sharing a very different experience about a condolence call from President Trump, saying she felt the president understood her loss. We have a portion of the call that she recorded and shared with CNN. Here it is.
I am so sorry to hear about the whole situation. What a horrible thing, except that he's an unbelievable hero. And, you know, all of the people that served with him are saying how incredible he was.
Yes, sir.
And just an amazing guy. And I
I want to thank you, President Trump. Those words are very kind. He was an amazing man, an amazing husband, and an amazing soldier. And I couldn't be more proud of my husband.
Lee, I want you to play extra... number one, Judge Jeanine, you got it there?
I got it.
Yeah, good. All right.
And that woman, that congresswoman, whatever her name is, wears a hat. She's a bozo. Stop it. End it. This is about men and women who die and not about politics, period. This congresswoman that wears the hats, she is not a supporter of veterans. She has voted against issues that support
about 10 votes, anti-military.
Anti-military. And, you know, we've got people in the NFL who won't stand for the flag. These people who go out and fight for us and die for us, the parents who live in the ripple effect of that horrible wake, end up, you know, just... living lives of sadness, and they want to walk around. This woman's saying, I'm a rock star. What is wrong with them?
Yeah, this is Judge Jeanine talking about Frederica Wilson, a congresswoman from Miami area who wears hats now, these cowboy hats. Colorful, very colorful woman, but been calling for Donald Trump's impeachment.
Was that Judge Judy?
Yes, that was Judge Judy Jeanine.
Oh, that's her last name?
Yeah, yeah. It was on Fox and Friends a couple days ago. And so he does this other call, and it was taped. I don't know by who. It could have been the White House. Could have been the woman herself. I'm sure he didn't do it much differently than that. And what is wrong with that? You're expressing your condolences. I mean, it's just... outrageous to politicize this. And General Kelly, his chief of staff, who I believe is doing an amazingly good job, and is a Gold Star father himself, who never, ever got a call from Barack Hussein Obama. And that was one of his top generals, whose kid died in Afghanistan, I believe. It was killed in Afghanistan. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joseph.
Who?
Joan Flatt.
Oh, Joan. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, babe.
What's going on?
I have to correct you. Judge Judy's name is not Judge Judy. It's Judge Jeanine, and her last name is Pearl.
Okay. I thought it was Judge Jeanine. Where did I get the Jeanine from?
Well, that's her first name.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they... I mean, come on, Joan. This is like... Okay, this is... Now you're sounding like Lee, and that's something I really don't want to. I don't want to put anybody there. You know, you're a great supporter of the show, MITO, and now all of a sudden you sound like Lee.
Well, no, dear, I was picking on you as a friend.
I know,
but actually, I also had something that I wanted to tell you about McCain.
Yes.
The only reason he probably got into the Navy, not the Army, that's another correction. He his father and his grandfather were both admirals.
Right.
So he got in there probably because of who he was, not what he knew. And, you know, he's kind of played that sympathy card the whole time.
Yeah.
Being a prisoner. And, you know, I feel bad for him that he was.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of other...
Well, I know guys from McDonald's who knew him, who were pretty good friends with him. And this guy tells me he had lunch with him. This was about 20 years ago. He used to have lunch with him a lot. And every time they'd have lunch, he'd tell him what a dope he was. He'd tell McCain what a dope he was.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, my husband's retired Navy. He's not proud of him being Navy. So you can go ahead and call him Army.
I didn't. All right, well, armed forces, let's call it that.
Okay.
So you're gonna be the official recorder of all my mistakes?
No.
Wow.
One other thing.
Yes.
You know, somebody is making a much bigger mistake than you ever make.
Who's that?
They're saying that the uranium never left the United States. It did go through Canada as yellow cake. So, yes. It left our continent from us, but it ultimately wound up with Russia.
Yeah, and what can you do with yellow cake?
Yeah.
You make nuclear weapons out of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That is a complete treason, don't you agree?
I absolutely agree.
All right, well, thank you.
I don't know why it hasn't been done. Already.
Well, we'll see what happens. Cheryl Chumley's coming up. She'll tell you what she thinks is going to happen, and I'm not sure I agree with her. I'm not sure I like what she said. I mean, she's very smart and all, but we'll see what happens. But she could be right.
I'm listening, so all right. I'll let you go and listen.
Thank you, Joan. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I should probably do Cheryl Chumley before the break. The third break is very significant because it's got breaking news on Hillary. So I think what I'm going to do is I think we're going to do the Cheryl Chumley interview right now. All right? So hit it, please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a big treat. This is Weinbaum Show fave, online editor of the Washington Times and Fox News contributor, Cheryl Chumley. How are you, Cheryl?
Hey, Dave. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Super. Hey, so Fox and Friends this morning with Brian Kilmeade interviewing you, and now an interview by me. A step up or a step down? All right, don't answer that. Don't answer that. I know what your answer has to be, okay? But you got to admit, I've been sort of like a rabbit's foot for you, haven't I?
You're always great to chat with, Dave.
Well, that's very kind.
Definitely.
I didn't want to get my feelings hurt by the obvious answer to that question.
Exactly.
All right, here
exactly.
We go. Corker and Flake, brave critics of President Trump or snakes slinking out of the swamp? Your thoughts?
You know, it's not that you have to march in lockstep with Donald Trump, but if you disagree with him, you shouldn't just take your disagreements public and slam the president. And that's what Corker and Flake did and continue to do. And that's what makes their moves now kind of snaky. You know, they were conservatives. They were Republicans that some people in the party actually looked up to. But now that they're coming out and trash-talking Trump and blaming Trump for all the party's ills, that's just uncalled for.
Is this a connection to Steve Bannon, who's out there saying they're going to primary people like Flake and Corker?
Well, I think Steve Bannon is out there saying that because the establishment-minded in the Republican Party don't want to work with the Trump supporters, who are all around America, by the way. It's not just in the Trump White House. He was elected by a majority of conservatives who are fed up with the do-nothing Congress and the Republicans who come to Congress promising things and never accomplishing anything.
Hey, let's talk about the scandals. I don't know. Are there any scandals out there right now?
Hillary?
Uranium One scandal, all right, started in 2009. What's your take on this?
Now, this is really interesting because we have known that there was sales of U.S. uranium to Russia. But what we did not know was how deep
the FBI was investigating scandals tied to the Russia uranium sales. Specifically, back in 2009, the FBI was investigating for bribery and kickbacks, how Putin wanted to gain a stronghold with America's uranium mining. And now you have coming forward, perhaps Hillary Clinton knew more than she let on from the early stages of the investigation. And why this matters is, once again, Hillary Clinton's foundation is involved receiving strange amounts of money from Russia during a time when Russia was under investigation.
And let's, lest my audience forgets, the head of the FBI was none other than Mueller? Mueller? And he is now the special prosecutor trying to prove collusion between Trump and Russia. And as his assistant director, James Comey, as a man who was doing the investigation from the Justice Department, who assigned Mueller as a special prosecutor, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, Holder and Hillary approving it, Loretta Lynch and Bubba involved, and the FBI putting a gag order on one of their own spies. What the heck is going on? What's going to happen?
Hey, well, it's a deep state, isn't it? Just to sum it all up. But what's going to happen next is very interesting, because now this FBI guy that had the gag order is going to be able to speak in front of certain congressional committees. And I'm sure there's going to be some interesting stuff to leak from that. So I guess the big takeaway would be, once again, doubts raised over this whole Trump-Russia collusion thing, and now here we have Hillary Clinton once again involved in, you know, suspicious ties to Russia herself.
And, Fox News' Greg Jarrett, a lawyer, more current are the 110 or so felony espionage counts that Comey seemingly absolved Hillary of. What happens with that? And where's Sessions on all this?
Well, to answer the second one first, yes, Sessions is awfully quiet about this. And I honestly don't know what to think of the quietness coming from this attorney general, because we're so used to, under Barack Obama, the two attorney generals under Obama, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, being so politicized and always at the forefront of news, that it's hard to gauge whether Sessions is quiet because he's acting more in line with what an attorney general is supposed to be, or if he's quiet because he is not actively involved. And as for your first question, what's going to happen? To be honest, nothing's going to happen to Hillary Clinton. She's going to emerge from this, and she's going to emerge as she always does, with shadows over her head and the people who don't like her continuing to dislike her, but nothing's going to, if people are thinking she's going to go to jail, it's not going to happen.
I didn't even mention the other scandal that's out there right now. Hillary and the DNC, up to $9 million of funding for the English spy and Russians to make up a fake dossier on Donald Trump to throw the election to Hillary. I thought that's what Trump was being investigated for. How can they not do anything about that? Who's going to believe anything that anybody says from the Justice Department or the FBI?
Well, put it this way. If it was a Republican, then the media would be all over it from, you know, when you wake up in the morning to when you go to bed at night. But let's remember, the media is largely Democrat, and the media largely loves the Clintons. And so there's your answer right there about what's going to happen. Pretty much nothing.
And, Cheryl, one last thing. You know, doctors are completely baffled about a mute man who suddenly started speaking after 8 years of total silence. His name is George W. Bush. Did you hear about this case?
I think I missed that.
I know. Come on, President Bush. Cheryl Chumley, I got her, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I did. You get it now?
All right, Dave.
All right. How do you know about funny anyways? All right. Thank you so much, Cheryl Chumley, all the way from Virginia. Winebomb favorite. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
You have a great one.
You too.
Bye
bye-bye.
Now.
Okay. Well, you know, I wasn't going to play that because I didn't want to embarrass her.
But
good stuff.
I think she's a good enough sport. We'll see. You know, if she doesn't come out next week, you know, there's a problem probably. But here's a woman that she goes from being on my show to being the online editor of the Washington Times to being a writer and also on the Jewish World Review where I write. And then this amazing predictor of the election, and now she's on. She's like, I mean, I talked to her the day before, and I said, "So when are you going on Fox next?" And she says, "I don't know. They haven't called. They're mixing their shows up, and all the people that were arranging for me to be on shows, they're all on different shows now." And that night, she's announcing she's going to be on the Fox and Friends show. And who interviews her? Brian Kilmeade. I mean, so she goes from the Fox interview with Brian Kilmeade, and guess who her interviewer was next?
You.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I didn't really want to, I mean, she could have said, well, you know, I'm just doing you a favor, David. She is, kind of. Because mostly when people get to that level, you know, they start abandoning the little people like me. You know, I'm not really a huge success. I mean, for what I'm doing, I think I do a good job at it, and I'm never giving up hope on that happens. What was that?
I don't know. Never once in a while.
Oh, my God. This looks like gastro problems for our listeners.
Transmitter.
Okay, all right. Well, before we go too long, let me get the rant out on the NFL and talk a little bit about that. Okay. Go ahead, hit it, please.
We have to give the rioters space to destroy. Now, what does that remind you of that's going on today? It's the same garbage. They have to give space to the kneelers to destroy. What are they destroying? They're destroying the NFL. They're dragging their own tuckuses into poverty again when they're making on average $2 million a year to play a game. Think about that. They're playing a game. Now it's starting up in the NBA. And look what happens when you do that. Look what happens in Detroit, Baltimore, south side of Chicago, St. Louis, Ferguson. What happens is they destroy. Yeah, they destroy. So what happens? Businesses pull out. They don't want to be there. Instead of that, why not educate people on how you became a disciplined football player and got into the NFL? And what discipline, even if you're not going to play sports, will do for you in reaching whatever goals you want to be, a doctor, a lawyer, a radio broadcaster.
And the NFL officially now is not known as the National Football League. Now it stands for not for long, because 18% drop in TV audience since 2015. Remember, this kneeling bit started in 2016 with Kaepernick. Yeah, and now you've got Hollywood imploding. You know, if you're a conservative, life is good. You know, you got owners and the commissioner. You know, they don't even have deflated balls anymore. They've got no balls. So you know, I mean, it's going down. And who do they have to blame? It's themselves. They can't seem to understand what the hell's happening to them. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Art down in Edgar Springs. You know,
hi, Art.
Talking about this whole, you know, the NFL and now the NBA, and it's not going to be long before it's going to be in baseball. What these people don't seem to get is the same thing. You remember during the campaign, people like Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga and all these other clowns in the music industry. If Trump gets elected, I'm going to leave the United States. And what happened? Trump got elected. Did they leave? No, of course not. But the reason is for the same thing that's going to happen to the NFL, NBA, and the rest of them. They're trying to use their celebrity to try to sway the fans, and then they're going to lose their assets.
Well, yeah, I like the way you put that. You know, and I think you're right. I think they just don't get how unpopular their opinion is, and how insulting 65 million or whomever supporting Trump out there it is to call us deplorable, irredeemable, because they're also labeling people that supported Donald Trump as racist, as white nationalists, as Jew haters. Oh, I'm a Jew hater, right? Give me a break.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. I don't have TV, so, you know, I don't have internet. I don't have any of that stuff. I have the FM radio, so basically I've got KTTR. That's what I've got for my information. And I have to disseminate truth from fact, even with KTTR, because sometimes you guys make mistakes, but you're human, you make mistakes sometimes, and it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. But the thing is, it was, I don't know, probably 6 months before I figured out Kaepernick's a black guy.
I had no idea. Yeah, well, you know, he's...
I'm telling people, you know what? This guy's an idiot. This guy's a clown. This guy's a jerk. This guy's this.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And everybody calling me a racist. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, he's black. And that's the only reason. How do I know he got...
Isn't that interesting? That's fascinating. And he's a black guy. He's mixed race, but he was brought up by a white family.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been coddled, and I don't know. I mean, it's so dumb. Okay, you want to protest? You don't drag down your business where they're feeding you. You go protest elsewhere, not on the clock.
Let me ask you a question, Dave.
Yes, sir.
You know what happened? Let's say, I don't know, I'm sure you've got some things that you have a beef about. And I'm sure Lee does, too.
Don't get me started. And he's sitting down right next to me.
What would happen to the two of you if you walked in together and decided you were going to protest in the studio?
Let's see. What would we get? A raise? I don't know. I think they would be. Look, you're talking to somebody who's on quadruple. No, he's on 8 times probation for saying stuff I don't even know I said on air. All right. So I understand. No. I'm a businessman myself. I'm not going to let my employees flip off my customers. And
you own a McDonald's franchise. What would happen to your employees if they came in and decided, we're going to sit in the lobby all day because we're going to protest because we don't like chicken McDonald's?
Well, what do you think?
They probably...
They could kick me out of the business or whatever, but you know what? I'm not going to put up with that crap. No, I'm not going to do it. I'll go dig ditches or something. All right, hey, listen, I got other calls. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful call from Art. Out there in Edgar Springs. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Ron from Davisville.
Hi, Ron.
Hey,
what's up?
Let's move things just a little closer to home for just a minute. What do you think about Eric Crichton's doing here in Missouri? And the Republican that's in the polls ahead of McCaskill? I'll hang up and let you tell me what you think.
Well, so far I like Eric Crichton. He's pro-life. I thought riots or whatever the marches they had down there, I thought they were controlled a lot better, a lot less damage done. You know, it was people were arrested when they committed bad acts, and other than that, they were allowed to protest, which is their right, you know. But I think he controlled it a hell of a lot better than what happened under Governor Nixon, that's for sure. So I like Crichton's. McCaskill and whoever she's running against, I don't know, but all I know is I saw Claire McCaskill sitting next to Donald Trump at the White House. Now, that's something that I didn't even expect. I think she'll suck up to anybody to get reelected personally. So I think the guy, whoever's running against her, I don't care if it's a can of soup.
Josh Hawley.
I'm supporting him. Josh Hawley, thank you. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Salem.
What's your name?
Linda from Salem.
Linda, all right, what's up?
Oh, I heard this morning on Jim Bohannon, they had a news release that they were going to have a National Scream Day on November 8th, Election Day.
No, you got that all wrong. Listen to me. That is my birthday. And everybody is now assigned to screaming and singing happy birthday for me.
I just heard that. I just thought I'd let you know. I just thought...
No, you're right. I heard about that. Right. But I'm co-opting it. Thank you, Linda. All right, listen to me. We got... all right, this is what's happened to Hillary now. This is the big event. So listen up. We're going to do our third break. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR. KTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Have you ever wanted help picking out the right carpet or needed some advice on designing your dream kitchen or bathroom renovation? The Flooring Nook is waiting for you at their new and improved location. The Flooring Nook has moved to better serve you with the new state-of-the-art showroom and a staff ready and waiting to help. Stop by the Flooring Nook's new location at 2077 Old St. James Road, located between Butler Supply and Fidelity, or call and schedule your in-home consultation at 364-6620.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Shadowwood Pet Resort. But Ralphie tells me only on their supervised nature trails, and it's back to their warm and comfy condos with food, water, and treats for any length stay. And they separate dogs by size. Now a condo for cats in a different room. Great assortment of food, toys, collars, and bowls. Tell them Ralphie sent you and get a free treat. 368-4866-11420 Cedar Grove, where your pets might be having a better time than you.
Remember the good old days where quality work from trustworthy people at the right price was just the everyday norm? Well, it still does exist. If the work you're looking for involves your driveway or parking lot, give the good old boys at Melrose Asphalt and Quarry a call today. They strive to keep their customers happy by providing nothing but superior quality work in a timely manner and at the right price. So get back to the feeling of the good old days and give Melrose a call today for all your gravel and asphalt needs at 364-9101. That's 364-9101.
Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone, from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full-color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online, looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary, getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Oh, no! Oh,
I'm burning!
Go through that water! Ah, you cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Oh, what a world!
Hail, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Hail, hail, the wicked witch is dead. Hail, hail, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Hail, hail, the wicked witch.
I know it's sad, But no, she's not really dead. And I you know what? I don't want to make jokes like that, do I? But it is the Wizard of Oz, for goodness sakes, and she is kind of a witch. And here, you want to see a real threat to somebody? Hit Maxine Waters, please. You got? Oh, you're working on it. All right. I'm sorry. You can just tell me I'm working on it. Huh?
There it is.
Go ahead.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Now, that's a threat against the president, and there's been all sorts of that stuff going on since inauguration. So, I don't know. Is she getting a little visit from Secret Service? She probably ought to, because she's going to enrage somebody to go out and shoot at the president, possibly, or his family, just like they did with the Republicans, the guy that shot up all the Republicans playing baseball, including the congressman that I have on the show, Rodney Davis, who was in, he was in the batter's box taking batting practice when the shots started going all over the place. So, yeah, if anybody's upset, I apologize for that, but it was kind of funny. The Wicked Witch is dead. Who doesn't know that from The Wizard of Oz, done in 1939? Okay, so if you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
The ex-president, formerly, before the last 8 years of the Obama administration, known to everyone as the worst president in the United States history, is now lost his crown to Barack Hussein Obama, in my opinion, and is now the second worst president of all things, defends Donald Trump and says that what's happening to Trump is unprecedented in terms of the treatment by the press, the treatment by the Democrats, who won't pass on his he's got like half the people that he put up for office in terms of appointed office, judges and things like that. And compared to Barack Obama, the Republicans put in twice as many at this time. So they're really strangling him. And I think this is the collusion of the Democrats. I think they all know about this Russian strategy, and I think they all know about their problem with the Russian situation and the dossier and that fraud. They can't be clueless about it because they're all acting as a group to deceive the American people and see if they couldn't get Trump out so his Justice Department and the people in Congress who allegedly are in the majority, Republicans, and yet are letting the Democrats investigate Trump for collusion with absolutely no frickin' evidence, and they haven't come up with a thing yet, and yet we know that Hillary and the DNC paid for a phony dossier and were using that and are using it to either keep the president from being elected or to impeach him. All right? So this is an outrage. And, you know, Cheryl Chumley said, well, nothing's going to happen to Hillary. I think it better because, you know, if I get arrested for something, I'm going to cite every criminal now is going to cite the Hillary defense. Well, she did 10 times worse than me. How am I going to get convicted? And she didn't. Explain that to me, Your Honor. I mean, any judges out there, you know, how does this happen? You cannot have a two-tier justice system in this country. You're going to have a revolution. You can't do it. All right. We're going to take our final break. And then we'll be unfettered for the last, 30 minutes of the show for phone calls. This is, you okay, Lee? Sorry. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious, they could pass for my own. So I will. past them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Mary Ann!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
Have you ever wanted help picking out the right carpet or needed some advice on designing your dream kitchen or bathroom renovation? The Flooring Nook is waiting for you at their new and improved location. The Flooring Nook has moved to better serve you with the new state-of-the-art showroom and a staff ready and waiting to help. Stop by the Flooring Nook's new location at 2077 Old St. James Road, located between Butler Supply and Fidelity, or call and schedule your in-home consultation at 364-6620.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5011.
At Gar Truck and Equipment, they understand that keeping your truck rolling down the road is how you make your money. And if parts stores are closed after 5, well, there's no way to repair and be ready for the morning. That is why they are there for you and open until midnight Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturdays. As an authorized Cummins and International dealer, they can fix any make, any model, anytime. Check them out at GarTruck.com. Gar Truck and Equipment.
Owner Gary Builder of Lucas Wine and Spirits on why they are the place to shop.
Well, for 15 years, we have worked hard on our wine department. We have the best selection of Napa, Washington State, and Oregon wines in the state of Missouri.
From the novice to the know-it-all.
I mean, this is where people come that are serious shoppers. They know that all they need is one location. See our new store at 15678 Manchester.
Or online at LucasLiquorSTL.com.
The construction is over and our new location is finally done. It's time to celebrate and have some fun. You're invited to attend the Flooring Nook's grand opening on October 13th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be having food, giveaways, raffles, and spooktacular savings. 10% of our profits will be donated to SAVE to assist in building Rolla's new animal shelter. So mark your calendars for October 13th and come celebrate with the Flooring Nook at 2077 Old St. James Road. We look forward to seeing you there.
Pine Bomb Records presents, just in time for the holiday season, it's Republican Snowflakes, their greatest hits. You won't want to miss one second of their sobbing and crying with hits like this from John McCain.
Half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
Or how about this classic from Senator Bob Corker?
You would think he would aspire to be the President of the United States and act like a President of the United States, but, you know, that's just not going to be the case.
Warm up next to the fire with this from former President George W. Bush.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
Or take a listen to this one from a snowflake that is so flaky, it's in his name, Senator Jeff Flake.
We must be unafraid to stand up and speak out as if our country depends on it, because it does. When the next generation asks us, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? What are we going to say?
Give it as a gift to someone you don't like. Republican Snowflakes, their greatest hits, is not sold in stores and is only available through this exclusive radio offer. But wait, there's more. Order Republican Snowflakes today and get included in your order liberals, the original flakes.
This kind of behavior cannot be tolerated anywhere, whether it's in
entertainment, politics. You know, after all, we have someone admitting to being a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office.
How much would you spend for this great collection? $19.99? How about $9.99? Will you give me $5? Nope. You are stuck with these Republican snowflakes until you vote them out. So act fast, as supplies are getting way too high. Republican snowflakes, the gift that will keep on crying and crying and crying.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you...
That was Keith Stevenson did that, and I want to thank Lee Burr for his hard work on the show here. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show, if you've held on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Lee from Richland. I'm going to make Al Gore happy. Where I picked up my grandson from down Tennessee tomorrow. I'm going to teach him how to be a tree hugger. And since it's going to be real warm because of global warming, he's just going to wear nothing but an orange swimsuit. And we're going to be up there hugging that tree while he's shooting that big buck.
Oh, are you? Why, you NRA, you NRA backer, you.
Well, they want us to be tree huggers, so I'm going to hug that tree while he shoots that buck.
Well, how cool is that? All right, well, you enjoy yourself and be careful out there. And,
yeah.
And send me some deer meat, all right?
Yeah,
all right, thank you, Lee. I appreciate that. And you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
*KTTR.
I'm rushing now because I'm close. I need to get some shout-outs here. Down in Texas every week, Tex, what a loyal guy he is. And he does it a couple times during the show, before the show and during the show. He pushes this show out in Texas, by the way. Karen Lewis out of Salem, also Joan Flatt of Salem. Candace and Claude Bouchard and also Kevin. And you know where I'm going after this? After I work, I'm going to go get a massage from my daughter, Sarah, who is trying to prevent me from having my knee replaced. And so far, so good. She's actually making it so it's not painful when I play golf. Other than that, it is. But now, knee, you had your knee replaced, right?
Total knee replacement. Do it.
I wish I would have taken care of you between the ears, but
do it.
You know. Maybe you could have gotten a twofer.
Huh?
Hey, speaking of twofers, Kent Jewelry, now they don't have a twofer, but they have sales sometimes. Hey, you know, the holidays are here. What are we, like 3.5 days from Halloween? And then you got Thanksgiving and Christmas. So think of those special people in your life and create custom-designed, unique jewelry from Kent's engagement rings, to family jewelry, to special anniversaries. Nothing tells them you care more than a heirloom quality custom designed by Kent. All right? And these guys are award-winning designers down there at Kent Jewelry. Also, it's a great idea to bring in your jewelry for a free cleaning and check. Don't drop your gem into a trick-or-treat bag or the stuffing. 907 Pine in downtown Rolla. Serving at mid-Missouri for over a third of a century. This, you know, Kent's my jeweler, make him yours. And he's also a morning mayor. Works right here with Lee, so. Anyways, let's cover what I can, and if there's a phone call, I'll try to answer it. All right. World Series Game 2 was a classic. Did you see that, Lee?
No, I didn't.
8 home runs, they set a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's hard to believe that in all the years they've had World Series, that just 8 home runs? You would think it'd be more, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But 8 home runs, and you know what? I not only did I sleep through the original game, but I had it on last night, and I fell asleep through that too. You know, that's getting old is tough. Hey, the Cardinals' good luck charm is back. You know who that is?
Jose
Oquendo. I don't know why the hell he didn't do it this year. Was it a health reason or what?
You don't like Matheny.
He doesn't like Matheny?
Mm-mm.
So what does that mean? Is Matheny?
Well, Mozeliak said, we're going to have Jose come back. You leave him alone. Let him coach third. Let him coach the infielders and the Latin American players. And Matheny, you stay out of his way.
Well, why?
He came down from on high.
Big asset. I mean, and he's a great third base coach, you know. He's a little more aggressive and you know, he challenges people, but he's got a really good judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to sit by the bullpen in the old stadium, And Jose used to pass notes to me, for women above me. And then from the back, I guess I can say this now. It's been a long time ago, right? Mm-hmm. And from the back, he was the bullpen coach then, you know? Mm-hmm. And they'd pass them back to him. So I was kind of, you know, his setup guy.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, that's great.
That's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and now we're still talking about the guy. All right, I guess I'm almost done, aren't I? All right, one more thing.
Yeah.
My grandson Carter's football game is Saturday night. This is for the championship. I'm not sure, quite sure what the championship is, but they've got a 2-year winning streak. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And if you saw him play, you'd know. I mean, he actually hurts kids out there. It's a shame, but you know what can I tell you? And my grandson Ethan, first string tackle, freshman. And now he's dressing with the varsity. And then my cheerleader granddaughter, Emma, who may be cheering in her last games. All right. I think it's over. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? Let me tell you something. This is really important. We did this together. Thank you. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Hi, it's Amy Hakim.
Ah, hey,
there she is.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Doc. It's Dr. Amy, a PhD.
It is.
Who does, she specializes in workplace and how to get along with your boss and how to deal with, you know, like me, bad bosses.
No. So I mentioned she's very busy these days with the bosses from the from Washington D.C. and the bosses in Hollywood, the Weinsteins.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Those are some bosses.
But I want to ask her how should employees stand up to bosses who try to kill their input, and how to help improve the business.
Well, that's a great question, because a lot of times when we are a subordinate, we might be afraid to share an opinion. And if we have this great idea, the boss can just squelch it and knock it out and say, no, thank you, we're not interested. So the best thing to do to gain approval by a boss for an idea like that is to help make it the boss's idea. Mm. There's actually a tactic that you can use by asking certain questions and emphasizing things that the boss might have said to help the boss come to the idea on his or her own and own the idea that you originally wanted to have as your own.
Okay, so what happens when you have a boss that really doesn't want to hear from you? He just wants you to execute his vision. And you know he's wrong.
Right. Okay, so you have to distinguish between those things that you can just deal with, grin and bear it, and those things that you truly cannot handle. You cannot work another day if your boss makes you do X, Y, and Z. So if you're dealing with the circumstance that, okay, you know what, I can deal with it, it's annoying, but I have to do what my boss says, that's one thing. If it's something that you know specifically is unethical, is not appropriate, is going to deter business or turn away clients, then what you need to do is be very strong and assertive in your language. And you need to back up your position with clear, hard facts. Whether they be numbers or hours saved, you need to say, in my experience, I've seen. And when the boss says, no, you're doing it my way, then you need to quickly rebut and say, well, actually, I've seen this work before, and here's how. Or our competition does this successfully, and here's what they do.
You're getting into dangerous territory, because now you're refuting a boss who's already put you down. And so, you know, how far do you go?
Well, I think it really depends on the industry. It depends on the situation. And it depends on your temperament. Are you one who has strong opinions and wants to be heard? Are you one who is more likely to just go with the flow? I think it depends on the specific issue as well. If it's something that you're willing to go to bat for, then you have to be able to support that position. You know, some bosses can be very determined and very specific, and they know exactly that they want to be the leader. Their idea is the only right one. And so it can be an exercise in futility if you're continuing to try to butt heads with a boss like that. So you need to, that first example that I gave you about trying to have the boss own your idea is something that really can work. You know, if I say to you, Dave, I really like what you said in the meeting about this, that, and the other, and then you say, oh yeah, Amy, I think that was great, and then I'm almost stroking your ego to let you know that I not only heard what you said, but that we're on the same page. And then if I ask you certain questions, so that you come to terms with an idea that might lead you in a little bit of a different direction, but you take that ownership instead of it coming from me, then all of a sudden you have this great new idea. And as the employee, you know, I could say, okay, well, you know, I feel happy inside that I have encouraged that thought process. But then it would technically be you, Dave, the boss's idea, and then it would be more likely to go through.
You know, I've always thought that ideas are king, and their sources often are paupers. And I, you know, you get a situation where you'll have a boss who, even if he has underlings, will skew research, or they'll bully you. Even his underlings will do that. What do you do in a situation? Should you just get the hell out of there, or if you're really passionate about being in that particular employment situation because you like the business, so to speak, do you just hang out or do you just shut up and forget about it?
I think we have to be careful, obviously. If we're dealing with something that goes against our moral or ethical fibers, you know, then that's not an environment for us. If we feel uncomfortable or bullied all the time, then that's not an environment for us. But if we're able to take it and we feel that some of the interactions are worthwhile and the ultimate work is worth it for us, then that's a different story. So I think it's such a personal way that we have to weigh that. It's very difficult to say, yes, you should go or yes, you should stay. But definitely, I think that a lot of times we need to check our own selves as well and see if we're being reasonable with regard to how we're being offended or upset. Many times in today's age of entitlement, sometimes people feel that they always have to have a boss who says yes, or they always have to have a colleague who is amenable. And that's not necessarily true also. We need to be able to share our opinions and ideas. We need to be able to hear and receive constructive criticism. But we don't need to be bullied, and we don't need to be treated in a way that's unfair or unjust.
Well, I think that Kent here, this is Kent Bagno. He's a morning mayor, along with Lieber. I think Kent's point about, like, Harvey Weinstein, who becomes a criminal bully, who is someone that if you faced him head-to-head, toe-to-toe, I think he'd melt like a big powder puff that he really is. And I see that now people are starting to do that. You know, they're starting to face him. And I think it's a mistake to have a boss who tries to bully you into making him bully you into silence. I think you're better off at least doing it nicely, but facing that person and trying to get your ideas out. And if they boot you, they boot you. Wrong?
Well, I took a pause because I really prefer to stay out of some of that dialogue. But at a general level, when it comes to any type of interactions where there might be something where you feel uncomfortable, again, if it's something that goes against your moral or ethical fibers, then definitely no job is worth that. And there are also various departments within organizations that employees should take advantage of, going to HR, sharing ideas, sharing issues that make people feel uncomfortable. In larger organizations, there are oftentimes anonymous hotlines where we can call to share any type of behavior that we feel is inappropriate, where we might be reprimanded if we happen to go forward with it. So there are a lot of outlets, and I think sometimes employees aren't aware of those outlets. But again, you want to be able to go to work and feel comfortable and feel safe, and make sure that, you know, that as a boss that we're creating that environment for our employees, and as employees that we know our rights and our ways that we can feel safe.
You know, I'm coming from the standpoint of an employee when I've been a boss for 45 years, all my adult life just about. But I worked for people before that. And I always wanted to make sure that they got value out of me by me saying stuff that I thought could improve their business. Sometimes it was very well received. Other times, you know, just do your job. Get out of here, you know, that kind of thing. I hear that a lot here at the radio station, you know, but they're not my bosses. So I just think you're better. You know what? You got to live with yourself. And if you be silent over things that you know that are right, I think you do a lot of damage to your own psyche.
Well, I actually, when helping organizations hire the right type of people for a company, we can look at the personality, the motivation, the values of an individual, along with just a plain old skill set. So sometimes the fit, the cultural fit for the organization is even more important than whether or not someone has a particular skill which can be learned. So you want to make sure that you're in an environment that fits you, where you have people who have similar morals and values, where people have similar work ethic. And definitely I think that, you know, you did the right thing as a boss when you were sharing that information and helping those employees to grow, because that's really how we're able to move forward and progress to that next stage. So I'm always looking for that type of constructive feedback because it helps me to want to do things better the next time. You know,
okay, Dr. Amy, I'm getting the not that finger, but I'm getting the finger from Morning Mayor.
I wanted to ask Dr. Hakim if the strategy that I've used over the years is make the boss think it's his idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we get along just fine if I come up with the idea, but for somehow, some reason, he thinks it's his idea, and we agree on that. Mm-hmm. Is that sensible job etiquette, so to speak?
It really is, and that's what I was mentioning at the start of this segment. I think that doing so can be so effective because then you really gain buy-in and from the person you want the buy-in from. But you have to be able to check your ego a little bit because in that big board meeting, the boss will be claiming that is his idea instead of yours. But as long as you're able to get past that, then it's definitely a very, very effective way to get your ideas across.
Yeah, I have no problem.
I think that's a good idea, too.
I have no problem doing that. That's the way to, in general, in any type of relationship, when we're interacting with someone, when they feel that they can take ownership for that idea, whether it be a joint ownership or a solo ownership, then it ends up moving forward, and it's a win-win. Yeah. So definitely, that's like 101 in relationships.
Ken has a question. Now, he's been a boss all his life, too.
Well, absolutely.
In business and all that.
But, Dr. Amy, I agree with everything you've said, and one of the things that I find is what you're saying works in child rearing very well. If you can make the idea your child's idea, instead of forcing it upon them and saying you've got to do this, you give them a choice. You say, oh, you've got these two choices, or what would you like to do? Or if you can instill it in them, then they tend to cooperate a little bit better as well. So it works in all relationships, like you said.
Oh, it definitely does. I mean, there are definite times where a boss has to bark orders and the employee has to listen. There are definite times when a parent has to say, no, you may not run in the street. It's not, would you like to run slowly or quickly? I mean, so there are times where we say no, but when we are able to lead in a different kind of a manner or serve as an employee in a certain kind of way with that relationship, then when we are more dogmatic, then it's better received because it's not a consistent barking or a consistent complaining.
You see,
and so that's
there's
the
a reason
idea.
For this. Kent, he grew up on a crocodile farm. He was an only child, eventually.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Thanks. Amy Hakim. Right. Hey, thank you so much. Where can people reach you?
My pleasure. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye-bye.